You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, always my soul. And let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, always is my song. Yes, you are good, you're good. Oh, you are good.
My name is Thomas Froese, and I have been one of the speakers here at Jesus to the Nations, along with my wife, Dr. Jean Chamberlain Froese. So we just shared this evening on the theme of really the joy of serving in missions. And that, in fact, the title of our message was Surprised by Joy in Missions. And in my own experience, I didn't plan on serving overseas. I'm a journalist by trade. I've been a journalist for 30 years. But when I met my wife, she was already heading to the country of Yemen. This was some years ago, back in 2000. And so tonight we just shared our story about a little bit about how we met and what it meant for me as a journalist to sort of make that transition from serving as a journalist in the mainstream media of Canada to moving overseas to Yemen, and then eventually we moved to Uganda and we lived there for a number of years. And so we just shared a little bit about the joy of that whole transition, and it's just been an exciting time here this last few days here at Jesus to the Nations to see so many people, so many young people here listening to stories such as ours, being encouraged. There's been seminars, there have been lots of mission organizations here with booths, and it's been a real education process. So for me, I'm glad to be part of it.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, always my song. Let the king.
My name's Ray Hanna. I'm from Vancouver, and I work with Lighthouse Harbor Ministries, and we are a mission to the sailors coming in on the big freighters. And the reason I'm here today is to tell a little bit about what we are doing, but more importantly, what can be done here in the Port of Halifax. There's many opportunities on board all the freighters, and these men here are a field that is ripe unto harvest, and we need to send forth more laborers into the field there. It's the same issue that we have had since the Lord was on the earth, where there's not enough people going out and doing the Great Commission. And so we're here to encourage those and tell them about the opportunities. On board each freighter that you will see in the harbor here, there's 20 to 25 crew. And these are men that are willing to listen, much more than the average person in Canada is. They're willing to listen to the Word of God. So we give out the Bible to them, we pray with them. But I think most importantly is we open the Bible with them and we show them words of salvation, how they can know that they are going to heaven, they can have the assurance of salvation by faith alone in Jesus Christ. Most of them think, no matter what religion they're from, most of them think that to get to heaven you have to be good. And I ask them, how are you doing with that? Are you good enough? and we know that we're never good enough. That's why we need a Savior. So we have the privilege of sharing the greatest news that Christ has come to save sinners. It's already been taken care of. It's already done. And now he offers it as a gift to all, and we're telling the sailors about this greatest gift. So we leave with them a Bible. We'll highlight parts of the Bible for them to read. We'll pray with them, and we encourage them to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their only Savior. So thank you for listening, and we do appreciate your prayers for the work that's going on.
You are my strength like no other. Strength like no other reaches to me. You are my hope, hope like no other, hope like no chest in me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up, you lift me up.
My name is Will Radford, and I'm vice principal at Halifax Christian Academy. It's in Armdale, up by the golf course, just off the Armdale Round Point. We're a pre-primary to grade 12 school, and we also have a campus out in Timberley, which I should mention, and they're from 18 months to pre-primary. And we exist really, just to help families who are looking for small classes. They're looking for Christ-centered discipleship. They're looking for quality education. And we're able to deliver that. And also we help a number of students have learning difficulties through our Aerosmith program. We're on Facebook, Halifax Christian Academy. And we're also online. We have a website, halifaxchristianacademy.ca. And you can connect with us one of those places. You can phone. Our number is 902-475-1441. We try to be, one of our major concerns at school is that we really want to, our students to learn about the world, but we also want them to give back to the community. So we do a lot of community service, especially in the high school. And in fact, right now we have a group in Guatemala on a missions trip, and they're coming back tonight. They've been spent their whole March break in Guatemala. They've been doing a VBS program and also ministering to and helping mothers and children. And this is what we really love to do. We love to empower young people to find their God-given potential, to find other experiences, to make sure that they develop as people and that they learn that they need to give back and help others.
my name's Elaine Passy, and I'm with Heartbeat Ministries in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And we have a ministry to East South Kenya, just in the village of Burra Station and all the surrounding villages there. Our first trip there, we went to teach about healing of the heart. And when we arrived and the team saw the desperate situation for the children there, so many, many orphans on the street looking for food, our hearts were moved and touched, and we knew that we had to go back, that God was calling us to do something about it. So we began with building an orphanage. The first trip was very eye-opening. Where we went, there was no electricity. I didn't know anyone there. I had taken a team of approximately 12 people, and so I was a bit concerned. We were traveling cross-country. It was late at night. It was dark. When we arrived, like I said, no electricity, and I did think, what have I done and where have I brought this team? But they turned on a light bulb. They found a generator. They asked me to bring greetings from Canada. And they said, what would you like to say to the people tonight? This was the first night of our arrival. And I began to weep because I knew the Lord said, I want to tell my people, I've heard their cries, I've heard their prayers, and I've not forgotten them. So we've been there 12 years now. Much has happened. We are in organic farming. There's many, many mama groups that are operating. We're supporting them in helping them to develop their own gardens, become self-sufficient. We also are working with a clinic across the street from our farm. We're working to get some of the young people bursaries so they can be educated. And there's too many projects to really share today, but I would challenge anyone who even thinks they might be interested in going into the nations, to another area of the world, to bring the love of Christ, the heart of the Father. To give us a call. We take teams every year, and as young as 10 years old, and to retirement age. We usually take groups of 10 to 12 people, Heartbeat, and they teach them the healing of the land through organic gardening, and we come every year and teach healing of the heart, how their hearts can be mended and changed, because so many of us are wounded and broken from our upbringing, from things that have happened to us in our life that we can't do anything about, but God can. And so He heals those wounds of brokenness, of abandonment, of rejection, and gives them a whole new life in Christ. We're definitely connected and partnering with Catch the Fire Halifax. They meet right now in Kearney Lake Road. Shauna and Evan Maxwell pastor that church, so that's the church we're connected with. We love the core values because it is teaching the heart of the Father, His love to others. It's evangelism and reaching out to others all across the world. So if they want to reach us, they can reach us through Catch the Fire Halifax, or they can call me. Our number is listed. We're online at heartbeatministries.ca. We also have a Facebook page that they're welcome to come and see what we're doing and comment on what's happening or ask any kind of question, and we'll get back to them.
Yeah. Andrew Croft. I work for Open Doors Canada. We are part of Open Doors International, which is a worldwide organization that serves the persecuted church. Open Doors works in over 60 countries serving the persecuted church. And so we do what the persecuted church needs us to do. And so that involves things like Bible distribution, community development, of course, prayer and advocacy. We do trauma counseling, all kinds of things. Whatever the church needs us to do, we come in and we support them and help them to do that. So Open Doors Canada is offices in Ontario in the GTA. But you can reach us on our website, which is opendoorsca.org. And you can find out all kinds of information, ways that you can connect with our ministry, ways you can pray for the persecuted church. We do have some churches that do partner with us, but like I said, on our website, we have all kinds of resources. We have some devotionals. We have... if there's pastors that are interested, they can contact us. We have a whole information pack available for pastors about how they can partner in their church, what they can do to support the work of Open Doors and pray for the persecuted church.
Umwanzi w'abantu abatware umwisi umwijima wabahemuye ku mugaragaro
umunsi wawe igihe kigeze wuzuye impuhwe n'urukundo rwinshi wasize ubwiza warufite mu ijuru waje mu isi no mugore wiyambuye ishusho y'ubumana washenjaguriwe ibicumuro byacu wowe mana muremyi w'isi n'ijuru wabambiwe hagati y'abambuzi
kumusaraba wawe mwiza niwa
My name is Paul Evans. This is my wife, Angie. We serve with Africa Inland Mission. We've served with AIM for 12 years now, since 2006. And we're involved in mobilization, recruitment work with AIM, primarily on the prairies in Western Canada. But we also love to come down to the Maritimes and be a part of Jesus to the Nations. And so it's great to be here this weekend. And we've been connecting with many people and really enjoying it. African Inland Mission has been established in Africa since 1895. Our founder, Peter Cameron Scott, the Lord gave him a vision of a line of mission stations that would start on the Kenyan coastline, and there'd be a line of mission stations all the way up to Lake Chad, so right into the interior of Africa. And so since then, we've been long established. We're in approximately 20 countries throughout Africa, approximately 700 full-time workers, and at any given time, many short-term workers on the field as well. We're an organization that our vision statement talks about Christ-centered churches amongst all African peoples with an emphasis on unreached peoples. So that's really our heartbeat and what we're about. And then there takes a lot of infrastructure and support to keep all that going. So we have various ministries for people with gifts and the things they're passionate about. We do both full-term and short-term ministries. We love to connect with people And we just want to share the Lord, the gospel, the good news of what Jesus has done for us. And we'd love to connect with people here in Nova Scotia this weekend. And it's been just a great missions conference so far. And we look forward to connecting with many people throughout the weekend. Yeah, there is a large community of Africans in Winnipeg. We're actually originally from Newfoundland, myself and Angie. And many years ago, we moved out to the prairies for work before we joined AIM. And so we've served and worked throughout Canada. And when we started with AIM in 2006, then that's when we began our work on the prairies. And we don't have full-time representation in the Maritimes presently. So head office asked us to come down and be a part of Jesus to the Nations. And so this is our fourth year, and we love getting back here to the Atlantic region. It's our roots and where we're from, and so it's great to come. We love meeting our African brothers and sisters, both in Winnipeg. We now have an active ministry to Africans in Canada with African Inland Mission. It's been established just for the last 2 years. So we actually have a couple living and working here in Nova Scotia now, and their heart and their ministry is for reaching out to Africans here in Nova Scotia and the Atlantic area.
This is my desire to
Don Shepherd, and I live in St. John, New Brunswick, and I come every year for the last 17 or 18 years to Jesus to the Nations, because I love Jesus and because I believe that we should be going to the nations. It's called OMF, which just what it says, OMF. It used to be the Overseas Missionary Fellowship, which used to be the China Inland Mission, and it's people who have a heart for Asia and a heart for billions of people of Asia. So the Asians are here in Canada, and our Canadians are over in Asia. So there's an interchange of people all over. The people are moving, and it's a compassion, a heart, a love for Asia. In a number of countries, there's OMF missionaries that are allowed to go in certain countries, and they preach and teach, and they do a variety of ministries and serve the people. In perhaps health teaching, a variety of teaching, and also working with people and businesses and students and people.
This is my desire to
Brittany Bevins, and my husband and I, Seth, we are working in Fredericton, New Brunswick, to start an international student ministry at UNB and St. Thomas and the surrounding universities. God is bringing over 4,000 international students to the Maritimes each year, and it's our job to mobilize local congregations and believers to reach out to the mission the mission field right there, right at our doorstep. God is bringing international students from over 90 countries, and these are hard-to-reach countries. And so it's very strategic for us to say, welcome to our country, invite them into our homes, show them the love of Jesus, and serve them in practical ways. We build trust with them and earn relationships with them, and that gives us the opportunity to then share the gospel with them and prepare them to return home with the truth in their hearts and to later share that with their families and their communities from wherever they're from. So it's a very exciting ministry. We're just getting started. Team Halifax has been here for 5 years, and we're trying to stir up more awareness and more teams here in the Maritimes in general. So please get in contact with us at ismc.ca. This is our personally second year that we've been at the conference, and Jesus to the Nations is a great venue to just again, meet other organizations and people serving in the Maritimes, and so we're really privileged to be here. And even St. Vincent has over 600 international students. So we're really excited to stir up even this local community to serve students here too.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.